And like the man says, we are all about the Bulls, but sometimes we like to take you around the conference, and sometimes taking you around the conference reminds you what the Bulls are up to. For example, East Carolina's baseball dynamic pitcher Gavin Williams and their outstanding leadoff hitter Connor Norby were both named first-team All-Americans by Baseball America on Thursday. And in looking at that team and at looking at the All-Region team, you see that there are a lot of members of the conference, members, of course, of all the teams that made the Super Regionals, and members of the teams that the Bulls beat along the way, like Florida and Miami, on these teams. No Bulls on either the All-America or the All-Region teams for the entire country, by the way, so not even in the South Region. It really shows you what this team pulled off by making it to the Super Regional. By the way, Hunter Goodman, the slugging catcher for Memphis, the All-American third-team catcher. And some of these All-American teams, you know, they'll actually have four catchers on the first team, so by the time you get to the third team, you're looking at the 10th guy. No, he is the third-best catcher in the country, so that is quite an achievement. Actually, three entities announced their All-American teams, and Colin Burns, outstanding leadoff man for Tulane, was second team on the NCBWA side of things and third teamer, according to Collegiate Baseball. And again, bringing it back to the Bulls here, a couple of teams on the women's basketball side are going to be in the Cancun Challenge, which is an event that I can tell you is tremendous. The last time the Bulls played multi-team events, they got to go to Las Vegas and to Cancun at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. What an outstanding event. UCF was picked. They will compete against Southern Cal and Idaho State. This was kind of how they did it last time, where you had teams split up into two brackets, but it wasn't really a bracketed event. And I did find it unusual that some teams only got to play two games while the Bulls got to play three. Well, UCF is going to be in that Riviera division, which has six teams, but they're only playing two opponents. So they'll go all the way to Mexico to play two games, basically, is what I'm saying, against Southern Cal and also against Idaho State, while Houston will get to play three games in the Mayan division. They'll play Arizona State, Fordham, and oh yeah, the Baylor Bears. If you're wondering about USF's multi-team event, they'll be in Atlantis. The inaugural battle for Atlantis, at least on the women's side of things, USF, South Carolina, UConn, Oregon are in this thing, along with Oklahoma, Buffalo, Minnesota, and Syracuse. Buffalo, the school that ended the Bulls' 2018 trip to the NCAA tournament, so that could be a fun one. In fact, it will be a fun one. Hey, in just a few months from now. And while personally I think it's way too early to announce preseason All-American football teams, Walter Camp went ahead and did it, and it's notable to pick out some of the American Athletic Conference members. Ahmad Gardner, outstanding defensive back for Cincinnati, a first-teamer, as was kick returner from Houston, Marcus Jones. Defensive lineman for the Bearcats, Majai Sanders, also getting picked out as an All-American. And never got around to mentioning this, a new head coach in the conference when it comes to Houston's women's golf team, as Jared Chadwell left for the Texas A&M job. They did a national search at Houston, but turned out their own assistant coach the last 3 years, Lydia Gum, had the love and respect of her player, so she is the head coach now. Houston was one of the teams that went to Baton Rouge for the NCAA regional, never got to play, never got to advance. They did end up playing at that Barstool Sports Let Them Play Classic and finished third. That was the event organized by Barstool involving the 10 teams that never got a chance to compete. So that was really a cool event, actually, out in Chandler, Arizona, which was won by North Texas. Houston, I mentioned, finished third. Tulsa, the other conference team, they got to enjoy one last round of competition, actually three rounds, and they finished sixth at that. And we said we'd tell you where the other teams from the conference ended up in the ITA kickoff event. I know it's not until late January of 2022, but still cool that the league has five teams in this event. UCF again gets to host as the 11th seed. We'll take on Louisville first, Stanford and Tulane also there. This was more than a little interesting in Fort Worth, Texas, where the fifth-seeded Horned Frogs are the host. Wichita was the, frankly, one of the later teams to decide, okay, we'll go to Fort Worth. And then guess who, knowing as the third team there in Fort Worth, decided to select that location, knowing they'd be Wichita's opponent? That would be Tulsa. Finally, SMU will be headed to Winston-Salem, where the teams are Wake Forest, Notre Dame, the Mustangs, and Michigan. That's going to do it for Around the American. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.